Are you guys ready to let it out all on the table? And we're serving it hot, fresh, and ready for you. Let's get into it, babies.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Who a pink diamond chicken wing chain?
Are you what? Let me be high on your head. Oh no, you didn't.
You forgetting that I pressed you before, bitch?
What? Nicki Minaj. Sounds like it's fight night here tonight on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, English Cleveland, and I am joined by my favorite people of Sunday night. I miss them.
I know.
Let these people know who you guys are before I have beef with them.
Hi guys, I'm Jessie Zander. You can find me all over social media at @FletchChick.
I'm Mo Classified. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Jay Hart. You can find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. It's me, Jay Hart.
All right, let's get into this beefy episode.
Yes.
Okay. Oop, your ass dropped, she said. So let's do it. There's a lot of booty on this episode, but there is also a lot of tea. Mm. And it was served really, really hot. And there was actually fun facts for tonight.
Alternative facts.
Yes. Yeah. Alternative facts. Yeah. So the episode opened up with Candy, Sheree, Shamia, and Kenya all meeting up, as well as Portia and Lauren meeting up. And both basically they're sharing each other's sides of the story of the meeting. Which was I haven't been with you guys, so I miss you guys to like talk about the tea. But I'm like, this was, I don't know if it was like a setup where it was like come with like your hot freshest lines or like I don't know, but it was a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Who are we believing?
I don't know.
I totally believe Candy. She has a sex line. She has no reason to lie about, you know, having sex with, well, you know, just being extra flirtatious with Portia and just doing all that extra stuff, having a sex dungeon. I don't see her lying about that. So I think Candy is definitely, you know, telling the truth in this situation.
Yeah. I think they're all trying to, like, say what they have made up in their head without listening to the other person's perspective.
Right.
Because neither of them are saying like the same thing. Like Portia's saying, yes, I might have said that I would make out with you or like eat your pussycat if I was drunk. The Henny does make people do things. Right. I mean, not me because I don't drink Henny, but champagne makes me do and say crazy things sometimes.
But she denied it at first.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, but I feel like Portia is not, it's not adding up. It's like she's saying one thing, then changing it, then saying maybe
I'll say
that.
Would you accept something in front of like everybody right then and there where you're like, oh yeah, well maybe I did say that. Like, what if you honestly didn't remember it?
I don't know. If I don't remember it, then I can't like really press the issue about it not being the truth if I don't remember, you know? Like, she's trying to make it seem like this is absolutely not true. If you're not sure, then you shouldn't be saying that. And I feel like Shamia kind of confirmed that Portia was lying. Because Shamia was like, yeah, I remember, Candy. You didn't say any of that or none of this.
Well, it was about the drugging thing. But what Portia didn't say that Candy drug her. Portia said, someone told me.
No, that was what she said to me.
Yeah,
last
week,
she did say Candy tried to drug her. This week, she
now
tried to change
her. Now she's changing. She's saying someone told her. So
are you guys sure she said that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can call her right now.
Portia's number on speed dial. Have you taken Todd's spot? Let us know.
Nah,
do we need to know?
No.
Wait, is that why we waiting for that for news and gossip?
English next subject.
We need to start trolling your Instagram.
Find out next episode.
It goes down in the DM, but no, not like that. But no.
See, look.
No, I'm just in general going down in the DM.
Let us find out.
Y'all are funny.
Okay, Marvin. No, yeah. Just kidding. So, Cynthia chimed in and said she had something to say, and it kind of brought up a thought of a few seasons back of Portia mentioning about Peter hooking up with girls at Bar One, and Cynthia said, you know, well, I don't believe things Portia says either, because she said Peter hooked up with a bunch of 18-year-olds. And I don't know. My thing for Portia is never come to a fight with facts other people have said.
Exactly.
Because right. then it's not facts, and I understand that. Like, if you have something to say, say what you have to say, but, like, that whole argument was, oh, well, some girl told me that you were right. in a relationship with her for 7 years, and then you exactly. guys are arguing about that, yeah. and exactly. then you're arguing about someone told you that you tried to drug her. Like, it's just too convoluted and, like, too messy and, like, yeah. too weird. Like, right. if you can't remember, if you were drinking, we yeah. all had those moments, just say, I was drinking, I was messed up. Like, yeah, then no sure one can I really yeah. blame yeah. you, but you can't dance around and say, I was drinking, and then someone told me, and then so-and-so said this, and right. so-and-so mm-hmm. said that. Because right. mm-hmm. then there's no credit there.
Right. Definitely.
Cynthia doesn't have the right to say anything, you know, about someone lying or not having, you know, the receipts, because everybody knew for a fact that Peter was cheating. The evidence oh, yeah. was there, like the video clips and everything. So
yeah. that's why that I was whole, curious on yeah. why she kept saying, like, we want a receipt of this. It's like, there was a picture of Peter, like, right. with right. the woman.
But it was funny yeah. before she said, your divorce is your receipt.
Right. There you go.
I thought
there
that
you
was
go.
About to start
That was a major comeback.
No, it didn't.
So, do you guys think that Candy had validity to her saying that with Portia going to mm-hmm. anger management, maybe she needs to, like, work on her lies? Like, what do you guys
she's
think?
She's working on the wrong issues.
Yeah.
I think it's a situation where it's like, you know, every time Candy threw something out there that, Portia said, Portia was trying to dig deeper as far as, like, throwing those digs at her and mm-hmm. trying to, you know, create these lies. So, I think it's more so of that, and I think probably Portia was embarrassed. You know, oh, like, definitely. Oh, man, I probably did say that. Or, you know, why would I say that about you? But it's the fact that, you know, Candy's presenting the truth. She's laying it out there on the table. And Portia, she just know how to take it, honestly.
And I feel like it didn't have to yeah. be this bad. No. Like, I feel like she could have told the truth from the beginning. And everybody would have just been like, okay, yeah. Portia wants to eat Candy until she comes. And well, that's how Portia's rolling.
And I'm also, like, confused now, because all this time I had been saying, like, Kenya pushed Portia to the point where she... like hit her or like whatever that interaction was during the reunion. Mm-hmm. So I always have kind of like defended Portia, like, okay, it's not right to hit, but she was pushed, you know. And now I'm like, is there some other like pathology to this? Because like she's really like telling these lies, and I don't know if she believes them to be true right. or if she's just really trying to cover make herself. People mad. Like, I don't okay. know what she's doing. Yeah, I have no idea. Like, she's
I honestly don't
lied.
Think she remembers the things that she says.
Or yeah. the
hell would
she
said, gets though. Lit. Like, she yes. really does.
I think she, like, drinks and she just has a good time. And yeah. she probably says and does things that she probably doesn't mean. Not to say, like, that's right. But, right. I mean, that's within her personality.
Right. But it's, why is she coming at Candy with it if she can't remember? You know what I mean?
Maybe at that moment. Like, when some... Like, say, for instance, like, you know, we're homegirls. If we're out and I don't like or, like, love somebody, I may say, you know what, she shouldn't have wore that dress. And then mm-hmm. later on, you bring it up saying, oh, you said so-and-so should have worn that dress. I'm going to have to recount all right. of the bad yeah. thoughts, because that wasn't the only bad thought right. I had of her
yeah.
in my head, and be like, oh, yeah, I probably did say that at a private lunch where I was drinking
yeah.
or whatever. And so, I don't know, for me, I could kind of give her a pass in that aspect of not, like, remembering at that moment. And then once she did remember, I mean, she did say, like, maybe I did say that I wanted to eat your
but this is my
oh
thing
my
Phaedra's
so
behind this though exactly. Phaedra's the reason
oh,
why everything
so
is
that
taking
was
place.
My next okay let's get my into bad. That so all the while these ladies are meeting with their friends yeah. and family
right.
Phaedra is nowhere around. Phaedra decides to take a church meeting
right?
with Tasha Cobbs and some other guy.
William Murphy.
And Portia basically goes to meet with them to preach the word of the good Lord. But they were all Instagram quotes that we've all seen right. on Instagram. Oh, the Lord, I've traded beauty for ashes and all this stuff.
Right.
And you know what? While in the midst of these hard times,
right.
yes, Lord, can I get an amen? Put the organ on for me.
Yes.
I'm in a need. Need you to set up a meeting as like a meeting to bring these girls together. Mind you were in the midst of doing all of this.
Yeah.
So
right.
where are you?
Like this is so frustrating.
You.
Oh my gosh.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did we see was there a scene where Portia actually said that Candy is a full-blown lesbian?
Yeah.
A lot of time before all of this took place, like going all the way back, you know,
yes.
to when I'm just trying, like, to see, like, about Mystack, because I remember, no, like earlier this season, because I do remember Phaedra saying that, oh, Candy was, you know,
That's what I remember.
They all said that her and Shamia, and Todd hook up with each other, and Phaedra said, yeah, Shamia, and
I don't think Candy's a full-blown lesbian.
She didn't say that, but she did say
she agreed with Shamia.
And I think Phaedra says that because she doesn't like Shamia, and Shamia doesn't like Phaedra. So I think Phaedra is afraid, like, Portia's going to leave her if she talks to Shamia. So she has to, like, get in between the two and stir up some drama. Right. And it's working. And just, like, I think Sheree might have said that, or maybe I'm just thinking this, but, like, why is Phaedra not being brought up into this conversation?
And that's a Sheree.
I was wondering the same
thing. Oh, it's going to come out. Well, because remember, there was also a conversation with Sheree, Phaedra, and I think Portia.
Yeah.
And that's when she also said something about Candy being a lesbian. Didn't they talk about that?
Yeah, so Tangled 55 is on our chat, and Tangled, whether male or female, I'm not sure, but says Phaedra isn't behind it. She exacerbated it, but the conversation was about still being in a closet, and that was on Portia 100%, they said.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
So I just definitely feel like Phaedra was.
My thing is, part of I don't understand if what's her name? Phaedra was a part of this lie. How is she now leaning on the Lord? I mean, what kind of Lord is she leaning on?
Oh, and she says, like, I hope Jesus Christ helps these women. I'm like,
no, Jesus needs to help you. She has the most, like, delusional mindset of how she really is. Yeah. And when she says, like, I was raised in the church, it's like she has this entitlement, but then she forgets, like, how we're all watching you.
Right.
Like, you're shaking your booty, you're nasty, you're doing all this stuff, you're trying to, like, live up to, like, the Joneses or hang with the Joneses, but then wanted to pull the Christian card whenever you're in the middle of it.
She contradicts herself a lot, and I hate that she is trying to represent all the church people like that, because I'm a church dude, and I don't like the way Phaedra is operating.
No.
Like, she needs to own her truth.
We
I feel
do
like,
not like
if
the
you're
fruit
a loyal
that
friend,
she bears.
If you're a loyal friend to Portia, you would step up and just keep it 100. Exactly, like, okay, Candy, actually, I was the one who started this conversation and said this about you and Shamia.
Amen.
Because I feel like Portia's taking all the heat for nothing.
Right.
Last time I checked, God didn't like Portia gossiping. Last time I checked, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but no, I think that's in the good book.
That's true.
So, let's get back into this. So, then we see Candy and Todd, and they're at OLG, and they're meeting up, and they see OLG is almost done, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look almost done, but it looks kind of like almost done.
Yeah, it looks better.
Are you recording us?
I'm going live on Facebook.
Oh, what was that?
You know, was it live?
Okay. Yes. And in the midst of them talking about OLG, they decide they want to plan a trip to Maui. And they want to invite all the girls except for Portia.
Mm-hmm.
Because Portia can't recount her memories.
Yeah.
Todd is Marvin. And they just don't want any of the beef.
Right.
So, that's that. Kenya, there wasn't... Kenya, this season is so weird. Like, I can't believe that we're in episode 15 and everything about Kenya has been, like, about Matt and the fighting or, like, about these, like, family meetings.
Yeah, I can't believe she's still claiming Matt.
Why are we talking about Matt?
Yeah.
Like,
Lord,
we have
someone she's saying,
insane.
I have a sister. I was like, why is she still talking
about
she's
still
about
in a relationship
man,
with
if they're
him.
Still in a relationship.
Let me tell you what I like about this season, the fact that we are seeing more of Kenya's family.
Family.
Yeah.
Except for Gabby Mayonnaise. I don't know what happened to her aunt.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, she was just disappeared.
She was the realest one. She was the realest one. So Kenya meets up. Her brother surprises her with her nieces and her nephew, which they didn't really bring up or talk to.
Right.
But they showed him from the side. And Kenya talks to her brother about her wanting to keep the girls for about 2 weeks. And her brother tells her it's a lot of work, la-di-da-di-da-di. And she says, you know, well, you know, I've been dating, I'm dating this guy or whatever. And but every time he gets mad, he, like, punches my window. Anybody naturally would be like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Like, what do you do? Right. What did you do wrong? Like, why do you always start him off like, I like this guy, I'm in a relationship, and
but
he busts all my windows?
Because usually I feel like women that, you know, put themselves in a position where they're provoking the guy, will try to make him seem like he's the suspect in this situation when she is the one that's pushing him to right. to the limit. Like, he's not, come on, we... King is old news. Like, I'm tired of him.
And for the last five episodes, she keeps saying, he's yeah. trying to get my attention. Right. And I feel like I'm the only one to help him. Obviously, the following week we see you again and he's still busting your windows out. Yes. Whatever mm-hmm. you're doing, mama, ain't working.
Right.
You... I don't, it's like your storyline is old. If you're not fighting with someone,
yeah.
then your boyfriend's busting out your windows right. or you're crying because you don't have a relationship with your mom.
Definitely.
Like, where's more hair care or whatever the hell she calls
yeah,
it?
Shampoos.
And, like, where's all of your, like, businesses and, like, the things you do? Like,
right.
you don't do anything but yeah. fight with everybody. And I'm not saying, like, everyone else does, but you hear about everything everyone else does, but you mm-hmm. just really
right.
don't.
And you see it.
Yeah,
well.
And you see it.
Yeah, even if it's temporary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How do y'all feel about her wanting to start a family?
That's something she's been
wanting
to do.
She's been saying that for the last four seasons.
No,
damn
I can't
it.
Even see her babysitting the niece and nephew. Like, I feel like she would give up after, like, a day or two. Like, come yeah. get your kids. It's not working out.
Well, I don't know. I'm so over her, and I know they're probably going to be so mad at us tomorrow
Why?
Or tonight. I hope you guys sleep tight.
What?
I hope the bed bugs don't bite you in the ass.
The comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. They it's like this delusional, like, do you guys not watch? Is she paying
right,
you guys?
No, they,
like,
they really love Kim.
I think she's paying
Man.
Our comments.
But it's so funny because I think that she knows that she has these people's minds
right.
so warped. Because last week, I watched like last week's episode and then this week, and she was saying, like, I mean, like, I haven't had sex with a lot of people, like, I don't need my vagina tightened, like, I haven't had any kids and I haven't had a lot of suitors. And it's like, girlfriend, you're 40 years
oh,
old.
Yeah.
You've been with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You need a tune up.
Yes.
Like, honey, you need a major tune up.
Definitely.
We know it. Mm-hmm. Like, don't lie on yourself. So anyways, Cynthia, Phaedra, Candy all meet up for lunch because Candy decides she wants to invite Phaedra to Maui in the midst of the drama
mm-hmm.
just because Candy did invite her to the glamping trip. Or mm-hmm. Phaedra invited her to the glamping trip. So they meet up and she invites her, and her first response is, well, who's invited?
Mm-hmm.
And she lets her know Sheree's invited and Bob's invited and Peter's coming because Todd wants him to come, which all sounds so weird. And then Cynthia wants to make sure they have separate rooms, but she wants to make sure they have fun for one last time. What do you guys
yeah,
think about that?
What are you
that?
Getting these separate rooms for if y'all are about to have fun one last time?
What do you guys think about one last time fun?
I mean, Peter is...
I'm for it.
With Peter and Cynthia?
Yeah.
Oh, I am not. I'm like, Peter, get off the show.
Like, yeah.
I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. Like, he wants so much airtime, and I'm just like
right.
he must have called Todd, like, before
mm-hmm.
the season
yeah,
and was like,
make sure.
Todd, like, you need to get me on the show.
Yep.
Right. I will pay you, like,
yep.
money. Like, he wants to be seen on the show. I don't know why. He just needs to give it up, get the hell off the show, and,
right.
like, be done. And
right.
Cynthia needs to be done with him.
Yeah. His
I'm so tired of
Peter. About the Portia and Candy situation. Like, if Cynthia Bailey kissed...
Oh, my
God.
I was
like,
you
hell?
Are
like,
disgusting.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
I'm so
and
tired
I could
of Peter.
Tell, like, he felt passionate about that. Like,
he's so
serious.
Thirsty. He's
yeah.
just, like, that nasty old man
right.
that just wants to be in the midst of, like, everything and all the drama
exactly.
and stir it up.
Oh, of
yeah.
course.
And it's
yeah.
so
laughing
weird.
When the drama started. Like,
yeah.
he was really getting a kick out of it.
He well, but
like,
then
oh,
he
I've
got
been
up
this,
like, and tried to, like, stop it. And I was like, you love this. But he
right.
needed to be seen again. So he needed to
yeah.
get up and...
Peter.
He's still,
Peter,
listen,
yeah.
he's fighting for that peach.
Yeah, exactly. he wants
exactly.
to keep that
he
first
is,
man
seriously.
With a peach. So another man
awesome.
Who wants to get a peach is Bob, it seems
oh,
like. But it seems like he
different.
Wants Sheree's peach. So they have been, they seem like they've been getting
right
really close.
On good terms.
They're working out together. We see a week before that they were on a date together.
Right.
She's calling him, not daddy, but she called him what, papa or... baby or something she called them, which was cute.
Big pun.
But no, I see that he kind of sweated a little less working out.
Yeah.
Which is interesting,
than he
right?
would normally just sitting there.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So while they're working out, Sheree decides to let him know that he is also invited to Maui. They will be having separate rooms, right. but depending on how great this trip goes, right. they may be going places.
Right.
That I'm like, that does, what does that sound right. like?
Right. No, but I feel like that is true. Like, if you can travel with somebody, then...
They traveled last
Well, then everybody on Earth would want to marry me, because I'm only happy when I'm traveling, so I must be, like, the best woman on Earth, and then I come home and I'm miserable.
But she sold it really cheap, like, if it happens, then we're going places. Yeah. Like,
and he was excited.
Like, we're
about
going
it.
To Disneyland. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he seemed excited about it. So Phaedra decides, I guess, when she was talking to Candy and them about going to Maui, she's like, well, maybe we should put this, like, mm-hmm. restoration service on hold and then wait till after Maui, which she just needs to cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
So Phaedra meets up with Portia, and she wants to invite her to Maui in a creative way, so she takes her to get her skin tightened and detoxing, and surprise, she's inviting her to Maui.
Right.
With hula. Portia hula. Says she does not want to go with Teapot, Instigator, Flip Flop, or Messy. Right.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Which was hilarious that she was able to give them all of those names.
Exactly.
Off jump. And it didn't seem like Phaedra wasn't very fond of those names. It seemed like she's heard those names
oh,
before.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, she knew who they were.
It's so weird how everyone hated Phaedra at one point. Now Phaedra has
turned to the good guy,
has like decided to be like the Olivia Pope of the group and like put this wool over everyone's eyes, and she's her and Sheree, like she tells Sheree and Sheree goes and runs and tells them.
Oh yeah.
And then Phaedra goes and like hides, and Portia forgets half the time she says because she's on Henny all the time. Right. So she's like, oh, well, I didn't say that. Well, maybe I did. I did say that. Well, who cares? Right. I don't care what I say. And Phaedra's like, well, we need to pray for all of y'all.
Right.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
And I feel like Portia forgets that Phaedra is the one who started it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was like, what is that noise? I'm like, I'm hearing things.
I thought we had some really great sound effects. Like, you guys have a special guest that's about to come out of the sky.
Here's Kenya.
I never heard that notification.
So, anyways, Phaedra decides to let her know, you're my plus one. You're definitely coming. Mm-hmm. Portia says, yes, she's down to come. But the funniest thing tonight she's ever said was, I mean, you want me to go out of the country with these
girls?
Yeah,
right?
But oh, she brought her man, so I feel like she...
No,
you're
I hear
not
what you're saying.
Leaving the country.
Honey,
that's great. I didn't even catch that part.
I caught it. I
didn't know. It didn't sink in.
It's
so
like, Portia, though, right?
That's crazy.
Out of the I feel like it just... Yeah, it didn't sink in when you just said it. I'm like... But yeah, Portia.
Yeah.
So anyways, the trip starts, and they all meet at the airport. Peter, Cynthia meet up first. The dramatic scene. I can't believe we're
like
going on this
dramatic
trip together that we've both signed up for.
Right.
Like, what?
I feel like they've had the most dramatics this season. Like, that's not been reality. That's been, like, so set up. Like, Cynthia and Peter.
And I don't understand why before they left, she was like, oh, before the divorce is final. I mean, just last week, you said the divorce was final.
Right?
It's like her and Phaedra bounce around with these, like, my divorce is final. Well, it's not final, or it is final. Is it final or is it not?
Right.
Is it?
Final or not?
Or not.
It should be final now.
Peter and Cynthia?
Like,
oh, Peter, yeah.
Are they still hanging out on Instagram and stuff?
Oh, I don't know about on Instagram.
Oh. Well, who knows? Instagram lies sometimes. So, anyways, Bob shows up. Candy shows up. Todd shows up. Kenya shows up. Sheree is late. And they are Team Good Vibes. They all get on the plane. Sheree shows up. They're off to Hawaii together. And then they're there. They get a they get like a fun little dance and drinks. And then Portia shows up with Todd and Phaedra.
It gets very awkward.
I'm surprised Todd, like, you know, in the midst of the argument, he didn't step up and try to defend her.
Did
he's
you
not
see
that type
him?
Of
like,
he
the entire time he was, like, looking down. I was like, are you, like, texting somebody?
Yeah.
Or are you just staring at your plate? What's going on?
Maybe because he was awkward. It was his first time really being around the group.
Right.
Right.
He doesn't know his
place. It's his birthday, by the way.
Right.
No, that's right. It is. Happy birthday.
Like, I don't think he's that type of person either.
He's just here to, like, not cause any drama. I just want to stay on the show. I just want to keep getting my check, and I just
Kendi was wrong for calling Portia out, saying like, you know, when what she say to Todd, I feel sorry for you or something like that.
Yeah, cause
I think she took it too low. Okay, she said that, but she was pissed though, you know.
I feel like she didn't actually, because it's like Portia sitting here telling all these lies about you.
Yeah,
and it's like,
especially the whole drug
thing.
Candy's
trying to be mature, actually. Like, she's trying to like keep her composure, and it's like.
No, she wasn't. She already knew she wanted to pop off at the dinner.
She said it.
But it's because you're lying on me.
She brought the receipts.
I tried my hardest to hold it, like, to hold it down, to keep it back, you know, and it's like, you're continuing to lie. You're lying. Like, I know for a fact you're lying, and you're continuing to do it with no remorse.
It's just very interesting that Sheree decides, okay, well, since it's like the elephant in the room, let's just bring it up so we can have a good rest of the
trip. None of it is this.
I know.
She does hired her for this. Yeah, no, I mean, she does a damn good job, because she just couldn't let it go. Yes, we need to get this out on the table tonight so it doesn't ruin the rest of the trip. But it's like, oh my gosh, she has started everything this season.
Everything.
At the same time, people are right when they say, well, everybody's talking behind everybody's back. But sometimes it's just like, just let it go. Like, just move on. Like,
and people aren't going to like each other. And last time I checked, every time someone doesn't like someone, they're going to say something bad behind their back.
Right.
And if you decide to be both of their friends, you have to have an understanding that that friend may say something bad about that friend.
Exactly.
Because that's what people do.
Right.
And the other friend may say something bad, but it's not your job to make these girls be friends. If they don't want to be friends, and if they want to talk crap behind each other's back, let them talk crap behind each other's back.
Yeah.
If you don't want to listen to it, say, please don't tell me. I don't want to hear it from you. But it seems like you're only in the business of running and telling them.
She loves it, though. She just, like, she hears everything, and then she gets to the table, and she's like, okay, this is what we're going to do, and then she backs up, and she's just, like, watches. Yeah.
The rat always gets killed.
Oh, my God. It's...
Sheree. I love her, though.
It's sad.
I do, too. Yeah, I do, too.
It's almost as sad as Matt only being able to watch Kenya's dogs. So, they do have a relationship. It's like, how do you say on one hand, like, I'm so done. I'm calling the cops. I'm, like, this man is trying to, like, harm me and, like, calling security and making this whole big ruckus in Charlotte. And then next thing you know, he's watching your dogs and he's still kind of your man.
Right. I'm really done with them. I don't want to talk about them.
She's
at
confused.
All. That's how done I am with
Kenya. I thought it was like a lie. I don't think they're together. And I thought the conversation with her brother was just like not, like, there was no point
in
having it.
What was the point of that scene?
Yeah. It was just like,
to bring
that. They want us to think that they're still together, or just for her to still have a storyline, pretty much.
But she could have had that conversation with, like, you know, Cynthia or somebody. I was just trying to see what was
but
the point
so,
of
but having her brother. But you see how messy Peter is. Why would he... You were there, Peter, with that whole showdown fight.
Yeah.
Right.
You knew that was going on. Why would you dare ask me, in your right mind... Oh, why didn't you invite Matt on the trip to Hawaii?
Oh,
I mean, Peter just thought that
I cannot deal with Peter.
He might have thought they made up by now, because Kenya and Matt are pretty crazy.
Well, if she wants to make up with him, then no one needs to be her friend in the midst or ask about him, because they always have drama.
Right.
Like, they always have drama.
Yeah, they do.
It's just, it's too weird. What are you thinking over there?
Somebody thinks that thinks that Kenya hired that guy to act like her family.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Right, I didn't see any features.
They didn't give an explanation, like, because my dad moved and started
his family.
We did see that last season. We did see that.
We saw him?
Yeah, we saw the wife. We saw her dad, and he had married a lady, and they actually have another son, a younger son.
So that's her half-brother, basically.
It's her half-brother, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. They retracted that statement. They said it was wrong.
Don't be in the
sorry
chat room.
Come on now,
because
you know I'm anti-King. I was ready to hop on board with that.
Right. Okay, so Candy decided we didn't even talk about the screenshot now.
Oh, my gosh.
You have a copy of the screenshot, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, my bad.
You don't have a copy of the screenshot, though?
Somebody did,
right? We told you at the beginning of the week to have a shot of the screenshot.
Yeah, they are acting like pressure right now.
You don't remember?
Straight face.
Damn it.
It was all that Henny that night.
No.
It was.
Did y'all really?
Just kidding. So Candy has a printed out screenshot. I guess when she decided to go to the bathroom, quote, quote, she decided, she said, I got something for her.
I know. She printed that paper.
She printed out the screenshot. Oh, and it said something into the effects of, my phone was broken for the last 3 days. Queens was crazy.
Right.
It was nuts. And Portia, or Candy says, I won't tell anyone. Don't ever bring, basically, don't right. bring it up. And Phaedra, I keep giving everybody their names.
Right.
Portia was like, basically what happens in Queens stays in Queens, mm-hmm. like what happens in Vegas stays in
and
Vegas.
So that lets me
which
know.
Seems like a normal conversation. Like I don't think that yeah. was too much. I mean, do you guys?
It lets me know that Portia's lying. It lets me know that Portia does remember
about?
What she says and what she's doing while she's drunk. Because it's like, yeah, I remember Queens was crazy, and I remember what we
said. But she didn't
say
that she didn't do it.
She said, yeah, verbatim, she was like, finally got my phone back on. It's been broke for 3 days. By the way, I've been laughing every day since Queens. Yeah. It was turned up for real. Just want you to know I'm not going to rape you on camera, so no worry. LMAO.
I'm not going to rape you on camera, but I might rape you.
I mean, that can mean a million things, but I mean, do you guys think that she's lying? What is she lying about?
I just think it's stupid. I can't believe
who's lying.
This Portia.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
What does she lie about?
Saying that none of this happened in the first place.
No, okay, I'm gonna jump on your head. She didn't remember it. And then she recalled it, and then she says, yes, I did say that. It was a lot of Hennessy that night. It was a wild and crazy night, and things happen like that when you go out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've gone out and done things I don't really...
If it
really,
wasn't for these screenshots, she would have never admitted it.
No, she already admitted it before that. She admitted it to her sister. Remember, she was sitting there with Lauren, and she was like...
In today's episode, though. But in previous, like, last week's episode and the week before, she denied it.
She denied what?
She denied the accusations as far as, like, her,
woods.
You know, calling Candy a lesbian and flirting with her and everything. She denied all of that. But now she's saying, oh, I was drunk, you know, so maybe I did say those things.
Like,
but, you know,
story,
whatever. So the thing is, I'm not going to lie, I do agree with you as far as, like, you know, when you do drink, you forget things. Because mm-hmm. I know when I get lit, I forget things until somebody texts me, like, you know, you said this.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So that makes sense. But at the same time, like, you know. Portia, she just needs the. I wish she would have said this in the beginning that she was drunk and that she probably said it and she forgot. But yeah. it comes off as if she, you know, she was lying from the beginning. So that's why it's hard to kind of believe her now.
Mm.
You know, so.
Well, Candy feels that Portia is the aggressor, which to me is a little too far fetched.
It is.
Candy, you like women, and you know how people get, everyone as an adult, like, don't take the dramatics and be like, she's the aggressor now that, because she's drinking and she's lied, and now you have people on your side that you can, like, throw other names out there.
This is stupid. I can't believe this argument escalated to this point.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Like, this is ridiculous. It'll be different if she was talking about Mama Joyce or somebody like that, but this is a situation where it's like, Candy, we know you a freak. You have a, we know you a freak. You have your own
we
sex
know
line.
You a freak,
it's cool.
Freak, freak.
It is what it is. And Portia, we know you are fun. You young. You have fun. You sleep with men, women, cats, dogs. It's whatever. But why... Is
not
this
the
argument?
Dogs.
Listen,
not the cats.
But why is this like going overboard? I just feel like it's pointless.
So exactly. I agree, but Portia is like throwing low blows at Candy with the whole like she drugged me, because Candy's
drunk
like concerned.
Is different. That's different. Though.
Candy's like concerned that this is going to affect her reputation, like professionally, and it's like horrible if that rumor starts getting her out around town. That's the way Candy and Todd are.
That's
and
completely
that's
different.
That's the fuel to her fire, and that's why she apologized, like we said before, to Todd and said that Portia is a fraud and that she's a liar. And for some reason, she decided to turn to the most Satanistic person in the room and try to have them on their side.
Right.
And Candy says to Phaedra, Phaedra, you know. And it's like, why would you turn to that person?
Yeah, you're right.
Candy is telling. Like, she's like, I'm so desperate that I'm going to go to my ex-friend to vouch for me. Like, that's how much I know I'm telling the truth. Like
about the sex dungeon, though,
about all of it.
Yeah, but you're right, Mo, because like this is a friend that is no longer a friend to Candy, and now she's actually a friend of Portia's.
Right, but
so
it's
she's
like,
saying if I can prove it with Phaedra, it must be
friend.
True. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I think
you
can
tell
right.
the desperation in it.
Yeah.
in her tears, in her coming to Phaedra.
Another thing is Candy was saying, like, I'm a mother. Like, how is this going to reflect on me? Like, what if Riley's watching this? Or, you know, what if when Ace grows up, he hears this about me? I mean, I get it. Like, I thought of myself in Candy's position that I would lose it too. Like, yeah. Candy's really, like...
But that's, when Portia that's a rumor said, in the music industry. Like, you know, they drug people just to drag them in. Yeah. So, I totally get it that if Candy felt that way. Because, mm-hmm. I'm like, you can tarnish her reputation. Right. Like, that's true.
And just like Portia's sister said, like, this turned into... Whatever she said, now it's turned into, like, Bill Cosby. Like, it was just a small situation. Now it's turned into a whole right. Bill Cosby drugging ordeal. Like, it's too serious for the matter.
At the same time, it's so tough because the whole time right. I was thinking myself as Candy and, like, how pissed I would be if somebody was accusing me of trying to drug them. At the same time, though, like, sometimes people say lies about you, and when you know it's so bogus, don't you just, like, whatever, that's so false.
But
like,
it's just different when it's
industry
a,
they're in. Yeah. Like, right. And you know, Candy even said that when she came, like, I'm just tired of how things are portrayed on camera when that's I know true. The truth.
Exactly.
And I know who I really am, yeah. you know, as a person.
You're
it's
right.
Just, like, really.
And that's what she said. She wasn't going to hold her tongue anymore. Exactly. So she's really not holding her tongue
and
now.
And Claire keeps getting this information from other people.
But that's the thing. What scene,
who are these people, though?
But what scene? Right. And why does she have these people's them. Number? Yeah. That's the one thing.
Oh, yeah. She has the number.
But what scene was it that Portia said that for sure that Candy drugged her? That she said that Candy drugged her.
I only heard her say that at the end of last episode when she said it.
No, in the woods, nothing was someone told me. In the woods, everything was Candy did. Candy said.
And Candy then, said. Now, she said. Candy said she was. She wanted to drug me, or Candy was gonna drug me.
Candy was like trying. I feel like she was saying Candy was trying because that's how I took it. But I feel like that was last episode, or maybe episodes ago.
I think there was.
Okay. Last but either episode. Way,
all
she
of it
all
came
of a sudden
this episode.
Yeah. I thought it was only she heard someone say that.
No, because even when
that.
She said. Oh, no, somebody said it. Then I was like, wait, no, that's not what your story's been all of this mm-hmm. time.
Because I think they even addressed it, too.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Portia, now you're saying somebody else said it?
Mm. But, like, who is that somebody else?
We don't know.
Yeah.
We never this exactly. mysterious person.
We never will. She have a lot of mysterious people.
She's probably going to hire somebody just to bring up the receipts.
Well, something happens. It's a to-be-continued episode, so we will see what happens next week. But we did see on what's happening next week that, what's her name, Phaedra the Liar, decides she wants to set up the restoration service and tell all these girls in the midst of this crazy madness about it. Phaedra, what did I put? Phaedra talking to other guys.
Yes, I can't wait to find out about that.
Doesn't Phaedra just bounce all around with her words?
Oh, yeah.
Candy, her ex-friend, which I'm curious to see how they came up with this topic. Mm-hmm. But Candy decides to say, well, you were talking to other guys before your divorce was final. She goes, well, not talking to other guys.
talking to other guys.
While I'm married, I was just married talking to other guys.
Exactly.
Now let's have a church service and let the choir say amen.
But wait, was she separated, though, is the question. She was separated from Apollo at the time, right?
He was in jail.
We don't
know. She didn't have a choice.
So they were separated. But they were separated before he even went to jail.
I think that's what they were saying, like you were talking to.
But the thing is I don't, it doesn't even matter. Like, Apollo is going to jail, so whatever, do whatever you want, but just don't lie about it and act like
that's the problem. She lies about the things, like, she tries to act holier than thou, but then she wants to have fun and act normal, and then next thing you know, she's knocking on a church door.
Right.
Like, be who you want to be. Don't try to show us one side and then make us believe another side, and especially, it would be a different story if she was acting this way and we're just like, okay, that's Phaedra. She just pulls these cards whenever she wants to. Right. But she stirs up mess in the midst of it. But it's gonna happen. Like, I know prediction. I know that Sheree is gonna bring up, well, you know,
Phaedra,
you've been a part of all this too.
Yes.
And I'm very
she's gonna
curious
do it.
To see.
You don't think she...
I said, I want to, like,
next
more episodes.
Episode.
Maybe next episode.
Yeah. Maybe in the middle of that.
Maybe during the church service.
I feel like, because that's like the real, that's going to be the highlight of the season. So I don't think it's going to be next week's episode.
Because
but,
she's
yeah,
back.
We really saw a little snippet.
She's planned this trip. Yeah. She's done, like, all this stuff.
She's trying to cover it up.
Easy going. She
yeah.
thinks
that's what she's doing.
Everything's off of me right
she's
now.
She's trying to take the sin out of all these girls when she knows she needs to take the sin
out
of herself.
She's the one talking about Jim and all that other stuff.
Well, it's, something very anyway. Serious we see happens next episode, which it kind of touches on domestic violence. Mm. There was some kind of argument between Kenya and Sheree that they go back and forth. And we see Kenya say, well, you're not... you know, or that's not a secret to you, something about domestic violence. And then we see Sheree get mad at Bob about
choking
right. And they're in the car and she says, well, you have abused me. And he's like, well, maybe I should have, you know, choked you harder.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So what's interesting is we see earlier in the previously in this episode, she says, well, if things go great, that means, you know, we're on to something.
Yeah.
I don't think y'all on to something, Bob. Right. That would have, like, Lord. And she broke down crying, and then right. Kenya yeah. consoled her.
Right.
They showed it to us in that way. Who right. knows if yeah. it was right. made
hit
that
her
way
again,
but,
or yes. if it just, like, reopened the same wound.
Yeah.
Or what? Mm.
Let's it's sad. Again. It's sad, though.
It is.
We don't condone domestic violence.
Definitely.
Hope you guys don't. You are over there because you're like you've been at church all day. I can tell because you rocking. No,
absolutely.
No. Yes,
I'm
Lord.
I'm just agreeing. You know.
But anyways, do you guys have anything more to this episode?
No, we don't.
Mm-mm. Actually, did you, I'm just playing. No,
I was like,
okay. I was like, what?
No. What is everybody talking about?
That I sent you guys.
Would they have any questions?
People are looking forward to next week. I am also. I'm interested to see what happens with Sheree and Bob because I do not like Bob, and I hope this is the end of him.
Someone says they just want to hear Candy call Portia a freako again.
Right.
You a
okay,
freako.
This is what I
That's
said
what we should have played that song.
You ever See, you guys... You guys weren't about it.
I sent you guys earlier this week.
What did it say?
Sheree flew Delta this week, so she tweeted, can't believe the poor customer service you've shown today, Delta. Disappointed, hashtag bad customer service. Then Southwest Airlines replies to Sheree and says, you could use Southwest hospitality. The first two bags fly free, so you don't have to check them. Boo.
That's
and I
cute.
Just feel like that was funny because y'all know Sheree.
Wait, there was something else that you sent us too after that.
Yeah. No, that wasn't me, I don't think. That was
her book.
Wait, yeah. That is very interesting. Why is it Candy hosting Sheree's book signing? And Candy doesn't ever want to be around anything that's like bad for her name, but isn't there going to be a lot of tea dropped in that book?
Right, she's probably in the book. Why is she over here hosting it?
No,
right.
She probably read the book, and that's probably why she want to host
and,
it.
And Sheree's the bone good. Collector, so a lot of we see she's mm-hmm. great at collecting
she
bones.
She is, yeah.
She must have portrayed Candy in a good light for Candy to want to host.
Because
I know Candy had to read it before she.
Oh, yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
When does the book come out?
I'm not sure, but the book signing is March 5th, which is today.
Today.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe we'll hear about it. See
tomorrow?
About it sometime this week, yeah.
Or maybe they shot some scenes.
Wait, do you think we can possibly get a book? And maybe we can, like, you know, read an excerpt
read
or something.
Yeah.
Next. We might get a book that's online.
They're gonna send it to us.
Shoot, y'all always talking about that shit. I'm just playing.
Well, on that note, you guys, it has been a great episode. We can't wait for the continued episode next week.
Yes.
I know that I have truly missed you guys. It has been a pleasure recapping this episode with you guys. I am your host, Pink English. You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for joining us in the live chat. We'd love to hear your comments or read them, I guess. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
Definitely find me on Instagram and Twitter at MO Classified.
You can find me on social media at It's Me, Jay Hart.
Y'all be nice in those
comments. And I'm reading them being mean
Go
right
in
now.
On all of us.
But until
we
next
English,
week,
yeah.
until the next shady comment, have a good week. Love you.
See Mwah. You guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.